USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senior U.S. intelligence officials say Fort McNair, an Army air base in Washington, D.C., and the Army's vice chief of staff have been subjects to threats by Iran. They say communications intercepted by the NSA show that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting attacks against the base, killing General Joseph Martin, and infiltrating the base. The Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair due to the threats, but city leaders have opposed plans to add a buffer zone in the Washington Channel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, in Kabul. Austin arrived Sunday, his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Joe Biden told ABC News last week that it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The date was agreed to by former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.